Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Bilotti, and today we're going to do a quick episode on a topic that I get asked all the time by folks that either listen to the podcast or are just interested in getting into growth and reach out with some questions. And that main question is, what's the difference between a growth product manager and a regular product manager, or a product manager that just works on the product team? And so I want to break those things down today. I have some questions that I'll pose, and then I'll answer them with some of my own thoughts. So the first question is, what skills do you need to be a successful growth product manager? And I think a lot of them parallel what you need to be, what skills you need in order to be a successful product manager in general. The core one being communication. You have to be able to educate people internally, tell stories internally of what you're working on, why it matters. That is super important. I think you have to be pretty data-driven to be a growth product manager. You need to understand how to run and analyze A/B tests and look at data sets, the funnel of different actions in the product or on the website or whatever it might be. Additionally, you either need to be relatively creative or have a method or system for getting creative ideas. So, you know, if you don't consider yourself a super creative person, you know, maybe you want to find a team where you can pair yourself with somebody that's super creative and can come up with big, interesting ideas, or you have means to get those ideas from the rest of your team or the rest of your company. So that is one. And then also as a growth product manager, you also need to be good at marketing. I'm not saying that you need to be an expert marketer. I'm not saying that you need to have done that in a full-time role, but you need to understand what a good message looks like, how to think about certain marketing channels, right? Because a lot of the time, a growth product manager is going to span work that happens on the marketing side as well as on the product side, right? If you're on a growth team and your whole focus is driving more activations, so people that are signing up to take a certain action, you're going to want to be able to look at the whole system from where those people are coming to show up to the website to get signed up in the first place, all the way through the product experience that they have, the onboarding, the first actions, and all that fun stuff. The next question is, what do you own as a growth product manager? What's the difference between, you know, a classic product manager and what they own versus a growth product manager? And the way that I think about it and break it down is, so when you're a growth product manager, you're generally owning much more of a conversion metric. So examples of that might be acquisition, so getting people to sign up, activation, getting people to activate, monetization, getting people to go from a free product to a paid product and the flow there. And so you as the growth PM are probably going to own one of those metrics, right? You own getting more people to sign up. You own getting more people to take a specific action in the product. And so what comes with that is you're working across product teams. You're partnering with product teams. You're partnering with folks on the marketing team to holistically try to drive that metric, right? The thing that you own might be a revenue number. It might be a number of signups, but that is the thing that you own versus classic product manager. You're owning a feature set and you're making that better and better and you're launching new features. So the next question is, how do you find a growth role? So let's say I want to become a growth PM. Where do I go? How do I find one? I think that there is a lot of value in starting in product management or on marketing if you want to become a growth PM. So finding a role that is product management role, that is a bit more creative and you get an opportunity to work with a lot more data, that is a cool opportunity to get started, to build your skill set, or working on the marketing team. And, you know, maybe you're a bit of a generalist marketer and you're working across a bunch of different parts of the marketing stack. So maybe you get to try your hand in some ads and SEO and some content, right? If you get to work across all those things, you get to develop more of a skill set. And I think a lot more early stage companies these days are hiring growth roles sooner or earlier. So companies that raise a Series A round of funding that want to implement a product-led growth model, they have a product. It looks like it could have some viral components. It could have high growth potential, maybe consumer apps, right? You think about growth from that sort of perspective. So I would look a bunch at companies that have just raised money early on, have a really strong product offering, and it seems like they can, the main way in which they would grow is not necessarily through a sales team, but more so through the product growth itself. And then the last question here is, how can you get started? So let's say I want to start to learn how to do growth product management stuff. I have to obviously plug this podcast, all the episodes that I've had so far, try to dive deep into a specific topic of growth, a strategy or a tactic, and I pull in an expert. So it's an opportunity to go listen to somebody that thinks about a certain aspect of growth all the time and hear how they break it down. So tons of great stuff there in the library of episodes, if you want to go check those out. And then the other big resource I have to plug here, I'm not getting paid for this at all. I just love it. I think Reforge is an amazing, amazing platform for education and learning from other folks and growth. So that's Reforge. And they have courses and classes, and some of them are, they are paid. It's a paid program, but they have recently made the pricing a bit more accessible. And so I would encourage you, if you're at a company right now and you're trying to learn a little bit more about PM, the content and education there spans both marketing and product type roles. And so maybe you can get your company to help cover some of the costs. But I think Reforge is the best resource out there for learning how to get better at growth. And then if you have other questions, maybe there's stuff I didn't cover here that you're really interested in, feel free to reach out to me. My email is matt@drift.com. As always, I really appreciate listening. If you haven't hit the subscribe button yet, go ahead and do that. If you appreciate this episode or any of the others that I've done, I would love if you took a little bit of time and wrote a review on your favorite podcast app that you use. I do this purely to educate folks, and so I'm always super appreciative when I see some reviews go up. So thank you in advance for doing that. Thank you again for listening. Thank you for checking out the other episodes, and I will catch you on the next one. Thanks.